Believing, the state of being in faith. Faith is evidence and substance of things not seen but expected. Everyone is believing something all the time. The issue is what we are believing. We know that faith comes by hearing the word of God. That's Romans 10:17. But the faith Paul referred to in that passage is faith in the Word of God. Hearing is the key word that we need to focus on. Whatever we hear and believe produces faith. If I hear that a new product on the market is the greatest thing ever and I believe that report, I'll buy the product. The report produces faith in the product from my hearing the report. Furthermore, the faith that is produced from the hearing causes me to purchase the product and to use it. My point is that there is nothing particularly spiritual about Romans 10:17. Whatever we hear and believe produces faith which changes our behavior. You say, wait a minute, it makes a difference what you hear and what you believe. Absolutely. Hear and believe the gospel and be saved, Romans 1:16. Hear and believe a lie and be damned, 2 Thessalonians 2:12. Faith is the substance of life. It can set us free or it can bring us into bondage. Our choice as to what to believe is critical. By now you may be thinking I'm saying the obvious and are wondering where I'm headed. Okay, here's the application. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Job 3:25. Job is observing a phenomena that actually plays out in all of our lives when we operate in fear. Fear is negative faith. The COVID-19 pandemic hoax is all about hearing and believing a false prophecy about something you cannot see with your eyes and coming into the bondage of fear. Shut down, social distancing, masks, and constitutional rights violations are the actions that followed from the fear that came from the believing from the hearing of the false prophecy about COVID-19. If you have any doubt about the spiritual and religious nature of the deception, try coming against the believers or going against their articles of faith. Deception is real. It's all around us. Our choice about what to believe is critical. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John 8:32. Your word is truth. John 17, 17b. Jesus says unto him, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. God forbid, yes, let God be true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mightest be justified in your sayings and might overcome when you are judged. So, any person who is not in Christ and not in his word is in deception. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived, 2 Timothy 3:13. Who are these evil men? They are anyone and everyone who is not in Christ. Witchcraft and sorcery work for those believing and practicing it. False gods are those to whom you trust and believe in. So the source of what you hear and believe is even more critical than what you hear and believe. Get over your trust in men. Repent. Have faith and trust in God. Mark 11:22.